What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time to bring in Jason Lloyd. He joins us from The Athletic. Hello, Jason.
Good morning.
Where's that audio we were going to throw in Jason's face? Had that audio. Yeah, we were going to throw audio in your face. By the end of the segment, we're going to throw audio in your face, all right?
All right. Can you give me some sort of hint?
Nope, absolutely not, because I don't even know what it is. Lima does, though. Lima has an idea. We'll figure that out as time goes on here.
Okay, all right. Looking forward to it.
All right, so what happened here? Why has this thing gone to hell?
Oh, man. I don't know. You saw the series. There's 100 different reasons why. Injuries are part of it. You can't talk about this without mentioning them, but I wholeheartedly agree that it's not an excuse. You can't use it as an excuse. It goes much deeper than that. And I do think that there's a toughness factor that is missing from this roster, just from the fabric of the way that this team is built. They aren't tough enough. And you can apply that to on the court. You can apply that to how they manage injuries. You can apply that to a lot of different facets. And I think they've done a really good job of building a roster from the ground up of really talented players. And, you know, Kobe's never hid the fact that he wants guys who want to be here. And he wants good dudes. And they've got a locker room of great dudes. And it's an easy team to root for. And now it's time to go add a little crazy component to it. Like you can't win with all Boy Scouts. You sometimes you need to get a little crazy. And it sounds silly, but I've talked to people who won championships and they've all said the same thing. Like sometimes you need that. You need one or two of those dudes on the roster. And right now they just don't have it. And, you know, Jared Allen, God bless him. Great guy. Everyone loves how, you know, nerdy he is and everything else, but I don't know how you bring him back. And I said that last year and they brought him back. And now I'm saying it again. 3 years in a row, he's been a ghost in the playoffs when they've needed him. And that's not to pick on Jarrett. That's not to put it all on Jarrett. It goes deeper than him. But in the Knicks series, he talked about the lights being too bright and he got pushed around by Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson was laughing at him in interviews and did it again to him. And then last year, we all know what happened in the Orlando series, and I don't want to get into the whole thing with the injection and whatever else, and he never came back on the court and never played in the Boston series. And now this year, last two games of the series combined for 11 points and 6 rebounds total in 2 games. It's not good enough. It's not winning basketball. And I just, if you want to look at a piece to break off and try and change it up, that's where I would start.
All right, well, let's start with this. Donovan Mitchell got injured again at the end of the year. Last year, calf strain. This year, calf strain coming in. Re-aggravation of an ankle injury at one point. Bizarre sequence. at the end of game four, comes back game five, guts it out, really could just get to the free throw line and made a few defensive plays, but that was it. So he's the leader. He's the best player on this team. And after the game, you know, took him a long time, eventually talked to reporters. He reflected and said, yeah, feel free to count us out. You know, we'll basically saying we're going to be back here. We're going to show everybody. What did you make of Donovan's year, and how many more years do you think he'll be the best player on this Cavs team?
Well, hopefully the answer to that is none. And I mean that as in hopefully Evan takes another step next year. Because, you know, I've been on record for a couple of years, this team will win a championship when Evan Mobley is their best player. And that's not to slight Donovan at all. I think Donovan is a freaking warrior. And my respect for him grew immensely watching him in this postseason. And he squeezed everything he's got out of his body in this playoff series. But the reality remains, he is an undersized guard. And those guys can only take you so far, usually, and can only do so much. And this isn't, for as great of a talent as he is, and he is an unbelievable talent, he's not built like LeBron. He's not built like Giannis. He's not Kevin Durant. Like, he's not a guy who can put a franchise on his back and carry them to a championship. We've seen it for 8 years now. And again, I don't want that to sound like a slight or a knock on Donovan. It's not. It's just the reality of who he is and where he is in his career. So this team will be at its best when Evan Mobley is the best player on the team. And it's getting closer. And I thought at the start of these playoffs, I said that we're going to look back on these playoffs and this will be, you know, I think this could be the moment where we say Evan Mobley was the most impactful, most important, whatever Cav. Well, that clearly was not the case. It's still Donovan. But if and when it becomes Evan, it will go a long way in helping this team break through and win a championship.
Do you believe that he will reach that potential?
Yeah, Evan? I do.
You do.
I've been on Team Evan from prior to the draft. I remember talking to a scout prior to that draft who said they better hope Evan Mobley falls to them. He's exactly what they need. And sure enough, that was spot on. And just watching his growth and development, I've always thought that he's a guy who could get there. I was, you know, disappointed that it didn't happen last year. Clearly, for as bad as the last couple weeks have been, set that aside for just a second. Kenny Atkinson did a terrific job in unlocking Kevin, unlocking Evan and putting him in this offense, making him successful in this offense. Evan, give credit to Evan for putting in the work, developing a three-point shot. The evolution is coming with Evan. The transformation, you can see it. And now it's not a finished product. He still has another step or two that he has to take. And I believe he can get there. I believe he will get there.
I just think he needed to get the ball more last night. Now, is that because he's not part of the game plan? Is it because he's not being more authoritative calling for the basketball? Is it because teammates don't trust him enough yet when Miles Turner can't guard him, Pascal Siakam can't guard him? None of those guys could.
Yeah, I don't think it's a trust issue. I remember I saw a clip of Kevin Garnett. I don't remember. It was in the last year or so. I saw a clip of Kevin Garnett saying, like, hey, big fella, you got to be demonstrative. On the court, in the huddle, you got to tell him, get me the bleeping ball. Like, and I don't know that that's just not the way Evan's wired. And we've seen him be a little bit more demonstrative, a little bit more physical, a little bit more outspoken, but it's just not who he is. You know, listen, for as great as the Cavs were offensively this year, by the end of this season, it became the JB offense of just wait for Donovan to bail him out. They went back to being so ISO heavy. Look at Donovan's usage.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Numbers in the series. He was over 50 in one of the games. Over 40 in a couple others. Like, it's way too high. And that's Donovan, I think, feeling the pressure of trying to do everything himself. Knowing what everyone says, knowing the stigma of Donovan can't get out of the second round, and the drive, kick, swing offense that the Cavs used to just absolutely carve teams up throughout the regular season reverted back to isolation ball, dribble, dribble, one pass, shoot, and just give it to Donovan and wait for 45 to bail us out. And when you're asking him to do that on one leg in a playoff series, it's not going to go your way.
Jason Lloyd joining us on the show. So what can they do about this group? Is there anything?
Yeah. I mean, yes, they're a second apron team. They knew that. They knew they were going to be that. They were probably going to be that before the Hunter trade. The Hunter trade put them into that. And they were okay with that. Like, they knew that. They were okay with it. And the thing that, you know, what the league has made clear with these new rules is you better be whole when you get there. Don't go into the second apron with massive roster holes because you're not going to be able to fill them. And I think Phoenix found that out the hard way. You know, Phoenix rushed into the second apron before they were ready because they got a new owner trying to make a splash. And that was not, that was a team with a couple of talented pieces, but it wasn't a whole roster. The Cavs believed they had a whole roster once they made the Hunter trade. Now you can argue whether or not that was a correct assessment based on what we've seen in the playoffs this year and the last couple of years. But I think that they were very comfortable being a second apron team. They have a very finite window on this thing. It's at most 2 years. I've talked to people in the league who think they have just next year, and then they're going to have hard decisions to make. On paper, if Dan's willing to spend the money, and it's a lot of money, if Dan's willing to spend the money, and he has been in the past, not quite to these levels, they have 2 more years before they really have to break this thing apart and get out of the apron. It just becomes untenable. So the clock is really ticking on them now. And, you know, I didn't want to make a big deal about it at the time because, you know, we thought that this was a march to at least the conference finals, if not the finals. But, you know, I wrote it after the Hunter trade. They've got 3 postseasons to contend with this group. Now you can take a step back and look at this and say, do we want to move forward with this group still and give this yet another chance? I already said, I don't know how you bring Jarrett back. They're far enough into the tax, like, it's hard to get out of the tax unless you break off one of those pieces. I think Okoro's on the books for $11 million next year. Not even that's enough to get you out of the tax, I don't think. And who's going to take Isaac Okoro at $11 million anyway? You'd have to attach an asset to a team to move that money, and they don't have the assets to attach. So, but again, it's not an issue of being comfortable being a second apron team. I think they are. It's an issue of, is this the right team? And I think they have to ask that question. You know, they were adamant last year. I came on your show the morning after and said that they were adamant that they wanted to run this thing back with these 4 and they wanted to give it another chance. I still think they would like to do that. I don't know if they can. And I think that's what the next couple weeks or month or whatever is for, is to examine, is this just bad luck? And do we need to persevere with this group, or is there something within the DNA of this team that needs to change?
Jason Lloyd with us. So Darius Garland was playing at an all NBA level, the huge bounce back until really the last month and a half of the season when his shot stopped falling. He was still making great plays, was hanging in there as best he could. Then the playoffs come, the injury happens with the toe. And now I'm looking at 22 career playoff games. He's shooting 42% from the field, 34% from three. He's turning the ball over a ton, and he's just getting picked on defensively. That is not the profile of a playoff starting guard. So yet he's making a max deal. So what is the answer there?
I don't know. You kind of said it at the end. I don't think they're interested in moving off of Darius at this point. Darius, I mean, we wrote the story last year. If Donovan re-signed, they were going to look to get him out of Cleveland. And, you know, I don't think that Darius really wants to move from Cleveland. I think he's happy here. I think he wants to be here. I think they want him here. And so, and frankly, I don't know what his value is at $40 million. You know, who's going to pay $40 million for him? Is he really a max player? He's very, very good. Is he really a max? It's kind of getting blurred these days because there's a lot of guys getting max deals that you can look at and say, oh, I don't know, are they max or aren't they? But, you know, the Cavs were in the position they kind of have to give it to him, just like Evan. They were in the position that you kind of have to give it to him. So I think he's back. And, you know, I was a little disappointed. I haven't hit that. Like, I was a little disappointed he didn't play in game two. I know he's in pain. I know he's in pain. This is part of the deal. It's part of what comes with it. And, you know, obviously struggled in the series. Obviously was dealing with a lot with the foot and everything else. Didn't have a good series, though. You can't run from that. You can't hide from that. And I think a bigger point in all of this is Donovan, to me, is obsessed with winning. He is consumed by winning the title because he's accomplished everything else. He's got two max contracts. He's got the All-NBA teams. He's got MVP votes, All-Star games, you name it. He's done it. One thing he hasn't done, we all know very vividly, is his lack of postseason success. It consumes him. And I don't know that the rest of this roster has caught up to him in that regard. They were still young enough in their careers and early enough and haven't suffered quite the heartbreak that he has at times. This is twice now. Donovan's been a one seed and thought he could win a championship and failed to make a conference finals. I don't know that the rest of the roster has really sort of felt that heartbreak and is consumed and driven to win to the level that Donovan is. And that applies to a lot of different guys there. And until they catch up to him, you know, I don't know how you speed that process up. I don't know how you make that more real and more important to him. And it doesn't mean that guys don't want to win. Of course they want to win. But there's a difference in wanting to win and in doing what you saw Donovan do in this series. And I just don't think enough of the rest of the guys on this roster are quite at that point yet.
I referenced that when you said that a couple of years ago, or before the end of last year, that there was some questions about the seriousness. Like, hey, like Darius isn't a poison to the team, but like he's happy to. I'm sorry?
He was immature last year. Everything was a joke. Doesn't take anything seriously. He had some growing up to do. And I think he did that this year. I think he did take a step in that coming off the lousy year that he had last year. We all know about it, the broken jaw and all that. I do think that he took a step this year in maturity and all of that. And I still think he's got a couple more steps to go.
The great Jason Lloyd on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jason, thank you.
All right, boys.
I'll see you in hell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.